Let's hear another story from our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you on the radio. In Phoenix, the storytellers share stories about our community or about life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
Josh Shore lost his mother to cancer about 6.5 years ago. And shortly thereafter, his girlfriend broke up with him over the phone. He was hurt, and he sealed his feelings of grief and loss in a proverbial quote-unquote feelings jar, and he put it on a shelf. Josh decided that life was so short that he would just live in the moment all the time. But several years of poor eating habits led to weight gain, and so he joined a CrossFit gym. And Josh got stronger and stronger, and he started to feel better emotionally.
Now, somewhere in the middle of all those squats, burpees, and attempted pull-ups, I met this girl. I'd like to tell you that it was her stunning beauty that first caught my eye, but that's not true. It was her tank top. It featured a cat rave, complete with cat DJs, a crowd of cats drinking cat Ronas. And I'm not gonna talk to the person wearing the crazy tank top to the gym, because that's definitely something I would do. And we became friends, gym friends. And the more I got to know her, the more I started to like her. But it remained platonic, because love isn't exactly in the air. When the air is filled with the collective sweat and heavy breathing of 20 people having just tried to survive a workout in the Phoenix summer heat. And then one Saturday, a group of us went out to brunch after the gym. I was there and so was Kristen. But shortly after we arrived, she left, but came back an hour or so later. And when she did, I realized I'd missed her for that hour. Oh, I like this girl. And our conversations went on and the topic of dating apps came up, specifically Bumble. Now, if you're not familiar with Bumble, it's exactly like every other dating app, with the exception that if you match with someone, only the lady can start the conversation. And if after 24 hours she hasn't, match goes away forever. We continued and all eventually headed our separate ways. But later that night, I get a notification on my phone. You have a match. So I open it up and see, oh, it's Kristen. Well, that's funny, she's messing with me. As it turns out, she had gone home after brunch and made an account and swiped right until she found me. Keep in mind, I have no idea the trouble she went through to do this. Because in the 24 hours in which only she could send a message, nothing. To her, this was a clear and obvious hint. Because I'm an idiot, she had to resort to plain and clear English the next time I saw her. Hey, dummy. I matched with you because I like you. Oh. So I asked her out on a date. I invited her to watch me perform at a storytelling event called Arizona Storytellers. And in the 2.5 years since that last story, something has happened. She has just filled me with love. Every workout at that same gym we do together, every Sunday morning breakfast at Matt's, every time she falls asleep on the couch and refuses to get up and brush her teeth. I love her even more. And now that jar that used to be full of feelings of loss, that dropped me to my knees in despair, are feelings of love for a girl. Of feelings that'll drop me to a single knee.
For the record, the cheering you hear means she said yes to his proposal. Josh Shore is the vice president of LSW Engineers. Join us for our next night of live storytelling, Tuesday, August 13th, at the Crescent Ballroom. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to tell your own story, visit us at storytellersproject.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty, and we'll bring you more stories from local events on KJZZ.